This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and here talking with Dr. Larry Crumpler at Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's a geologist and the research curator of volcanology in space science at the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science. Let's go over to Amadeus.
What is your current job regarding the Mars rover?
The Mars rover has a big team, and we have to do lots of things every day to make it go through its paces. And my job on the rover is what's known as tactical science lead. And that's a person who sort of runs a group of people through the process of building a plan for the rover each day. And we work with the engineers at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, to implement those plans in terms of actions on the rover. It drives or it sticks its arm out and, you know, measures something. It's way more complex than you would ever possibly imagine to do that, because there are just so many things you have to consider. It's mind-boggling if you see the actual process and the number of bits of data that go into knowing all about the health of the rover and so on. So that's one of the things I do. The other thing is, as a science team member, one of my jobs is to keep track of the geology around the rover. So I actually analyze the images that we're getting from all of the different instruments. I put together maps as we drive along with the rover. So I'm making sort of this long strip map of the geologic rock types as we drive along. On Earth, we called that a field geologic map, and we do it all the time. So now we're doing it on Mars. So this is the first field geologic map on Mars.
So what you're describing is the Mars rover, this one being Perseverance, that you're on that team. Many people are on that team doing all kinds of different science.
That's right.
All at the same time.
Yep.
And is it, I guess I would say 24/7, but I don't know if Mars has a 24-hour day, but is it all day, every day, all the days of the week?
Yeah, well, you know, the team is kind of working on an Earth workday schedule. The real way to interact with the rover, though, is to be on Mars time. Okay, in Mars time, it's very similar to Earth time, but it's like 40 minutes longer.
So like the day is 24 hours and 40 minutes?
40 minutes, yep.
How many rovers have you sent to Mars?
Well, let's see. So if you count the little Sojourner rover that landed in like 1999, there's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you count the Chinese, there's been six rovers on Mars in the past couple of decades.
We're going to post a picture of it. But just to give us some scale, are we talking like the size of a toy, a teddy bear, the size of a drum kit, the size of a piano, the size of a car?
Yeah, that came up. Yeah, there was like a list of surprising size of objects. And one of the things that surprised most people were the size of the rovers. Perseverance rover is the size of, you know, your family car, basically. It's big.
Is it as heavy as a car?
Almost. It's a, you know, it's a ton.
Wow.
And not quite, you know, as heavy as a car, but that's pretty heavy. Spirit and Opportunity were like the size of a golf cart.
It's just incredible to think about these taking off from planet Earth, being carried on another ship, and then landing on a totally different planet so gently that none of this really fragile, I would assume, fairly fragile equipment, including a nuclear reactor, blew up.
Yeah. You know, on Spirit and Opportunity, we used the airbag thing, you know, where they were like encased in these giant airbags and they just kind of bounced around and unfolded. Perseverance was just too big for that. A ton of material is just too big for airbags. You just can't design it big enough. So we had to use landing rockets. We used this overhead rockets. It's called a sky crane, in which the rover was underneath and the rockets were overhead. And then we reeled the rover out on these long cables as we came in, and the rockets kind of gently lighted the rover onto the surface, and then the cables were severed and then the lander flew off.
How long is the lifespan of rovers generally on Mars?
As a rule, you know, the technology and our understanding of the environment that you're sending it to improves so much with each mission that each one lasts a little bit longer than the last one. So Sojourner lasted like, what, 3 months or something? And then Spirit and Opportunity were supposed to last 3 months, but lasted 15 years.
Wow.
Curiosity, which was the one previous to Perseverance, which is pretty much the same design in terms of the style of rover, those are nuclear powered, and we don't even have to worry about dust storms and things like that. So we expect the normal lifetime for those to be 20 years. So who knows? Of all of the ones that have completed their missions, they're all non-communicating right now and non-active. Both Spirit and Opportunity ran out of power and failed to call home one time. Same happened with the previous small Sojourner rover. Suffered the same fate. It failed to call home after Martian winter. Martian winter is just really bad, so it's difficult to survive.
How much does it roughly cost to send a mission to Mars? I know it varies because there's a lot of different kinds of them, but is there any sort of general estimate?
Yeah, well, that's the bottom line, is it varies depending on what you're trying to do. If it's a really big, complex mission like Perseverance or Curiosity, the previous rover, we're talking $1.5 billion, $2 billion, because it's just so complicated. And then you got to have the launch vehicle and then all the people attending to it for all those years. So that's expensive. But if you make it really tiny and small, you know, you could do it for a few $100 million.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. And with me at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom is the kids crew, along with Dr. Larry Crumpler. He's a research curator of volcanology and space sciences at the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science. He's also an associate professor at the University of New Mexico. You're hearing Will.i.am in the background with Reach for the Stars. This song was beamed from the Curiosity rover to planet Earth. Yeah!
Be high, but baby, it ain't really that. might be far, but baby, it ain't really that far. Let's reach for the stars.
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 Let me see your hands up.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Our guest today on the show is Dr. Larry Crumpler. He's a research curator of volcanology and space science at the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science, and he's an associate professor at the University of New Mexico, and he is one of the people who is running the Mars rover on Mars that's called Perseverance.
Do scientists know how Mars was formed?
Yeah, well, we think Mars formed pretty much the same way all the other planets formed when the sun was accumulating from its interstellar nebula. That was swirling around, and you got these chaotic pockets of greater mass. And because they were big enough to, you know, attract other materials around them, they accumulated more and more. And so Mars, like all the planets, accumulated enough stuff to actually become as big as it is, which is about half the size of the Earth.
Really, only half the size of the Earth.
Here's the kicker, though. Mars has the land area of all of the land that is non-oceanic areas here on the Earth.
So it's the same area. Because there's not really an ocean?
There's no ocean, so it's all land. So it has the same land area as we have here on the Earth.
I've heard that the Mars rovers are very slow and typically explore a relatively small part of the planet. So I'm curious, what percentage of Mars do you think we've explored in total?
Yeah, that's probably like, you know, some very small fraction of 1%. I mean, we just started, really. I mean, Spirit and Opportunity were the first ones to go many miles across the surface of Mars. Even that, we were kind of confined to just this line that we were driving along. I measured the area of the maps that I made on the basis of that, and it was like some 0.01 square kilometers or something, which is like billionth of the planetary surface. But then we see bigger scenes from the rover too that, you know, you're not mapping. But the bottom line is that we haven't seen a lot of it. Here on the Earth, we've kind of crawled all over everything. And on Mars, we've only crawled over a few things. So we've got a lot to learn.
Is there any life on Mars, any like bacteria or anything that can live on Mars?
Yeah, well, that's the big question, you know, and that's what all the missions since the beginning of the last half of the last century, every mission has had at its core. Steadily, we've increased the capabilities of the instruments we've sent to Mars. And so last but not least, the Perseverance rover, we actually have all the instruments we need to look at the rocks and kind of get an idea of whether there's any sort of organic material that's possibly alive. But even then, you really have to kind of look at it under a microscope here on the Earth, because it turns out that there's all sorts of things that can look like life but aren't really life. And so you have to really see on your own to really understand. So the answer is we don't know if there's life on Mars, and that's what we're looking for.
But there might be.
But there might be, yeah.
Is there any evidence of past life?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what we're looking at with the past several rover missions. We look at the rocks and we try to see if there's any organic material left behind. That's kind of what we're doing with this mission, too. In fact, the other day, our last sample that we collected was the first one that we've collected that actually had potential signs of biologic processes. So we got these rocks that were laid down by water in ancient Martian past, and they have like these weird spots in them, and those types of spots are formed frequently when you get organisms actually living in the rock and doing things to the chemistry. So anyway, we have a potential biosignature in the latest sample, but we don't know yet. We need to bring those samples back.
can the Perseverance rover send back the samples it's collecting to Earth?
That's the big problem right now, is that the rover collects them, but it doesn't bring them back. The idea was that the rover would collect them, and then we would have some other vehicles go up to Mars and collect the samples, put them in the orbit, and then they would get fired back to Earth. But it turns out that was too expensive, and so NASA said, no, let's go back to the drawing board. And so that's kind of where we are right now. We've got some plans coming up. We're going to try to bring them back, and that's probably several years away.
That's pretty exciting. Dr. Larry Crumpler, he's a research curator of volcanology and space science at the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science, where he is also on the team of the Perseverance rover that is currently wandering around Mars. We've got more to learn about Mars coming up.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen as she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers are struck for fame, 'cause Lenin's on sale again. See the mice in their million hopes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Royal Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know he's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars?
From the kids' compilation of David Bowie songs, Let All the Children Boogie, that's Story Littleton with Marco Benevento with Life on Mars. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Learn a lot more about Mars at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Mars. More coming up.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is now producing weekly educational modules to go with every episode, thanks to a grant from the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate. The Children's Hour is grateful to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting our recordings. Many thanks to New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and the National Endowment for the Arts for their support of the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is grateful to the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund for their support.